BlackRock Broadcasting presents Two Brothers, One Pilot.
Two brothers talking about all the pilots you're not sure if you really want to see, but then you're like, I'm interested to see what other people talk about, but I'm not really sure if I'm interested in that. But then I'm going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to listen to these two random guys who think they know what they're talking about. And I'm going to be like, yay or nay.
Welcome back to another episode of Two Brothers,
One Pilot.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Jax.
And today we watched The Queen's Gambit. Alright, I'm assuming I edited in some wonderful music there, but we got a cheeky review this week. It says, great content. I love the subject. It's very niche. It's not that niche, but all right. The hosts work well together and fun to listen to. This will be a weekly thing for me. Well, oh thank God. You, Joey B2. I really appreciate it. I am B1, of course. That one must have been directed to you, B2. Got him.
Bringing that back, eh?
So, Jax, what did you think of The Queen's Gambit?
I really, really enjoyed this. This was a lot of fun. I thought this whole episode was like, I don't know. It was pretty interesting at first. And then like when it really kicked into gear of like what was happening, I was like, I'm so into this. Mm. And as a show that starts off like in the present day and it cuts back, I was like, when are we going to cut forward again? I wouldn't mind if we never got back there again.
Really?
This child actress is absolutely amazing.
Wow. Because that was definitely a negative that I had, that it didn't cut back. Because I really enjoyed it though. And anyway, for those that don't know what The Queen's Gambit is, which is crazy because it's everywhere right now. It's like Netflix. It's every third ad on Netflix is this. It's currently top four in Australia and it's been out for a few weeks now. So I think it's been top one for a while. Anyway, it says, in the 1950s orphanage, a young girl reveals an astonishing talent for chess and begins an unlikely journey to stardom while grappling with addiction. Which I think was probably the most interesting element of the entire series.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. It was so really good. Interesting. Not
9-year old hooked on tranks that make her hone in her crazy brain and her math skills and makes her
really
incredible
good at chess.
And it's just fucking sick. It's so fucking good. It's a classic Matt Damon being the janitor scribbling the thing. You know, it's very classic. Like, I'm like, you know, I'm not who you expect me to be, but I'm a genius.
Yeah,
you know, like she's
was that
like
a
an Good
Will Hunting reference.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought I'd have a bunch more, but I was like, I can't think of any other film that's like that. Right. But you know, that kind of like, I don't know, genius in hiding kind of story, and seeing that play out is spectacular, and I can't wait for more. Like, already a yes.
It's really exciting, and I like chess, but I don't love it. I mean, it's one of those things. There's that Tobey Maguire movie that follows like the main chess guy. I'm pretty sure he's like, that's a true story. And I'm pretty sure it's based off like the world's best ever chess player. But I'm kind of feeling like this is, she's like the second world's best chess player. I don't know.
All right. So you presume this is based on a true story?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that like,
but is it?
Probably, I don't think so.
No, it's not.
Right.
I thought it was when I was watching. And
really?
I was like, yeah, because I was kind of like, I don't know. That just all the pieces together. I was kind of like, I feel like this is like a classic kind of real story that's so crazy it has to be true.
Right. Like Matilda gets hooked on tranquilizers and gets real good at chess through some weird tripping out when she goes to bed. It's really weird. All that CGI chess stuff is bizarre. And I'm not 100% sure if I'm on board with it. But Beth as a character, really interesting. I thought her entry, like in the present day, which is 1967, was really, really impactful. And you're like, what is she late for? It's crazy. Like she's just running around.
Oh yeah, I was so in.
And it's really fascinating. And then when she walks in, like, everyone's watching her. And there's a slight moment where you don't think that she thinks there'll be people there. And then she like shakes the guy's hand for the chess match and it begins. And then my favorite part of the entire episode was when like the guy that teaches him to play chess drops the name of the show. He's like, she's like, what's this move? And he says, The Queen's Gambit. And Peter Griffin's there going, he said it. He said the name.
I said it without saying it, but I laughed quite a lot when he said that. Because
is that a only,
Only, well, presumably, because I don't know, when she was saying all the moves and stuff, I was like, I'm so into this. And he's like, oh, this secret awesome move, the Queen's Gambit. Yeah. Yes. Very exciting. I liked all the supporting cast. I really liked how it was shot. I liked everything about it. Thought it was really interesting to kind of follow this really young girl. Like,
she's really,
she was
young.
Really selling it. Like, when she was like 9, I'm like, fuck.
And it's really,
she's selling this
though. It's really interesting because in that kind of, in the kind of like pilot prequel episode kind of thing, like, do you remember The Last Kingdom where you've got the main character, but then the first episode you're following the boy?
Yeah.
And
so vaguely.
And so, and you know how in all those kind of things, in The Lion King, it all, they grow over the film or the TV show. And I assumed that in this like orphanage montage, we'd get her to grow at least a year. But she's like, she's 9 the whole time, probably because they found that actor and they were like, oh, fuck, wait, let's scrap the rest of the script. she's really good at chess at 9 years old. I know she gets addicted to drugs, but we'll keep that.
Yeah. Look how good she is at acting. And they look and they're like, oh, she's so good at acting. Yeah. She hasn't even started yet. I don't know. I was so really captivated. Impressive. When like, yeah, I don't know. Like,
I thought everyone was really good. I thought all the kids in the orphanage were really interesting. I sometimes find orphanage plots where the caretaker is the wrong word, but the person that's in charge of the orphanage is just real mean, like the Matilda thing, where they just absolutely hate every child that comes in. And I know contextually, like in the 50s, that might have been something that happened, but I really liked in this that her elder person, I'll get another word caretaker for it later, let's say caretaker, is kind of warm and accepting of her chess ability, slightly not understanding it, but still accepting enough of the times when it is pretty clear that apparently females aren't allowed to play chess. That was really weirdly sexist when he snapped and he's like, females can't play chess. I was like, whoa, this is, I don't get that, but sure. All right, if that's what happened, I guess. Be contextually accurate.
The scene where the guy takes her to his like high school and that he's like, you'll verse 11 of them at the same time. And there's just a shot of all of them walking in. And they're just like, And then no one says a word, but they're like, we're not impressed by this 9-year-old. She can't beat us. And you know she's going to beat them because this is the start of the story. She's only begun poning people.
I can imagine the casting call for that scene would have been like, we need 11 people who think they can play Superman at Abu Dhabi at the theme parks there. We need you to come in and be chess players. And then this 9-year-old is going to beat you. that's the casting call. But my prediction of the entire show, she's obviously going to be battling with addiction the whole time. That's going to be her theme because at the start we saw her take the pills. So we know in the future she's still addicted.
I really liked that, like, when it starts off, it's like, sweet. We know that she's still cooked when she's, like, trying to do it later, which means, I don't know.
I don't really want there to be any, like, romance plots going on. I don't think it needs
all chess.
It. All chess.
All drug and all chess.
All chess and the drugs get in the way of her chess ability later on.
She's
going
to use the drugs to do the chess.
Of course. And then so she'll run out of drugs at some point.
Well, yeah, because we got that tease at the start in this episode. But that'll be episode 3 or 4.
The end was wild. Like, such a bold end. It was crazy.
I screamed out when she takes like a big mouthful of the pills. Cool. I was like, that's the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life. Because that 9-year-old really doesn't know what she's doing.
This isn't
even like a... Like, it was... I don't know. I'm really in. But, like, I'm honestly more in to, like, see this girl go through, like, half the show. And then I'm happy. I know that won't be what it's going to be. And it'll probably just be the first show and then maybe sprinkled. But she really, like... I thought she was pretty great. And, like, I just thought that was so fascinating to have someone so young. And if they're really nailing it... Like, if you get someone to nail this 9-year-old, she can do the whole show. I want to see this 9-year-old versus, like, the Pope in chess.
All I've heard about the show is...
We know that she goes older, though.
Yeah, so. I mean, all I've heard about the show is that it's about, like, a champion chess player. And I've seen the image of the lead, I'd imagine, as she's older. But, I mean, in that description, it did say the 1950s. And you would think that if they're not going to stick with this young version of Elizabeth... then it would have cut to the future already. But it hasn't. It left it on a little bit of a cliffhanger kind of thing.
Yeah, that was so exciting.
So it is potentially, we're at least going to get her in episode 2.
Yeah.
But I do like the idea that maybe we're not going to get her for a while compared to The Last Kingdom, which is episode 5 of our podcast. Go check it out. Where we explain that, like, that show should have benefited from a bit more of the child actor. But yeah, I mean, I'm pretty captivated. I think it's like really good TV. And I haven't seen a show that's kind of like this in a weird sport kind of way, in such a unique style. And it's really fascinating. And it touches on a couple of issues of like modern day, which is really good. And it just kind of, it includes all these like issues and themes that isn't just smack bang in your face, but it's just there and it just is, which is really exciting. And I think that's really powerful TV. And I think I'm definitely going to continue watching. What about you, Jax?
Yeah, it's a 7-part limited series.
It is a limited series, yes.
So it's one season, one and done. Honestly, if this was just a show they brought out, I'd have been like, it's a great start, but this better be a one-off season. Just knowing off the bat, I knew just beforehand it was a limited series. As soon as it started, I'm like, I'm going to watch all of this.
Mm.
This is spectacular stuff. It's like epic cinema character study about like a drug addict. Also awesome chess stuff. Yeah. Where they're always like, chess move, chess. And they're just putting pieces over and you just, I don't know. Like they don't even make it where you have to try and follow it or anything. You just, you follow her. And I know, that's really good. So you don't need to know chess. Anyone who's like, ah, this sounds great, but I wish it was about another game.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter that it's about chess, but it is also exciting. Someone who likes chess.
It's like the Mighty Ducks. Like, as Australians, we don't really care about ice hockey.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, Canadian fan. we may have. But, you know, we don't do that here. We don't have ice here. But I love that movie because it's just fun. It's engaging. But I do want to say finally that the final episode.
So it's a yes for Mighty Ducks. So next week we renew Mighty Ducks 2.
They bring out a Mighty Ducks TV series. I'm watching it.
Oh, there definitely is. I have seen it. Don't worry. Sorry. This is off the pod stuff.
But final episode, I do think that she will whip out the Queen's Gambit move as like a final, like, I was thinking maybe that was like a bit of a secret move that this guy's got that not everyone knows of because
it's just a move.
No, because she was asked, do you use the King's Gambit? And she was like, no. Wasn't the Queen's Gambit, Jax? Wasn't the Queen's Gambit?
Which I didn't pick that up, but that's very exciting. You've nailed it. It's a secret move to use in the last act.
Yeah.
I used the Queen's Gambit!
Yeah.
Oh, I'm very excited.
And I think that'll be pretty exciting as well. So I'm super excited. But Jax, what have you been watching that we've been watching?
Well, ages ago, we finished Army Donna, like the day after.
Yeah!
But I feel like we haven't discussed it. Maybe we have.
No, we haven't.
Lots of episodes here and there, but yeah, finished that in 2 sittings. Spectacular stuff.
I loved it all. It was like one of those things where if we didn't have to do the podcast straight after, I would have watched all 6 episodes immediately.
Just like Queen's Gambit.
I'm not sure it's the same thing. The Auntie Donna episodes have 17 minute episodes.
Oh, yeah.
But I do want to say one thing about Auntie Donna. I liked most of it, but there was one thing that was missing from it, which was their use of Weird Al Yankovic not coming in to parody one of their previous songs. That would have been so good if they'd got the parody guy to come in and be like, I'm buffed. Look at me, I'm buffed. Something like that. As just an example off the top of my head. Probably not the best.
But
I just think it would have been really meta and a really good use of the actor in a role that I don't think they really nailed the Weird Al Yankovic
stuff. No, I didn't like any of that stuff. That's a spectacular idea. They're going to be like...
Get me in for season 2, boys. Get me in for season 2. I'll probably like screw up the audition again. But have you been watching anything else?
I feel like I haven't finished Bly Manor. I actually haven't kept watching it, but I've been meaning to watch it.
Mm.
You have finished it though, haven't you?
I have finished it.
Yeah.
I think bar 12% of the series, 88% perfect.
Oh my God.
Which is really pretty good.
That's pretty high stakes. I mean,
yeah, tweet me in what you think that 12% is, because I'd like to hear your thoughts.
I should get get on it. I'm interested to. Yeah, I don't know. I've heard that from someone else as well.
Mm.
I'm up to season 4 of The West Wing.
Shit was so amazing at the end of season 3. I was like, oh my god.
But drama. I'm going to get you off The West Wing. We'll do the deep dive later, Jack. Save it for them. But The Undoing.
The West Wing. Don't tweet me. I don't use Twitter.
The Undoing has finished this week.
Oh, I've got the finale to go.
I know. I've finished this series.
I would have finished it if you hadn't come over.
Very good. I would, if I didn't rave about it enough in our podcast, I'm just going to rave about it even more now.
It's so good.
It's such a spectacular series. Good. Get a 2-week trial of Binge if you're in Australia. Yes,
and get on it.
I'm assuming you all have HBO in America because that's the only channel you use, as far as I'm aware, that in CW. No need for you guys to get any extra streaming services, but absolutely spectacular. Definitely get on it. And I'll see you next time.
Bye.
This transmission was brought to you by BlackRock Broadcasting, a film and TV podcast network for you from us.
Have thoughts of your own about the episode? Think we should review Disney Plus's upcoming The Mighty Ducks TV series? Most likely. Then why not join the conversation on our socials at BR Broadcast on Twitter or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at BlackRock Broadcasting.
Want to keep up to date but not sure when our episodes get uploaded? That's all good, dude. Just subscribe on your favorite podcast app and you'll be notified instantly.
This podcast is a little too short for you? Wish we were deep diving into everything? Wish I wasn't a part of it? Wish we could see Jax's face? You can get all those things and more with Spoiler Talk, where we talk spoilers. Head straight to YouTube or get the link in the episode notes below.